corner. Fisher jacks up a three. Good! There it is again, number two for Allie Fisher in this quarter. Here's a drive into the lane, handoff to Drew Brodigan. On the arc to Lessing, he's available. Got it from three-point territory. Backcourt, it goes to Cook up ahead to Gadosh. Pulls up and tries to light it up for three-point land and does. Brooke Gadosh, a 23-footer for Anna.
Join the excitement on scoresbroadcast.com.
Gliding through the lane, off-balance, Sherman banked it right in front. Got it to go. Good play by Sherman. He went to work on Bryce Sosbeck. Deep right corner, Rayanne Fry. Dribble drive, running one-hander. Banked it in. Nicely done by Rayanne Fry with a second left in the first half. Oh, look at Benjamin go to work. Driving down the left side of the lane. Dipsy to maneuver by Benjamin with the left hand. Wow. A terrific play by Wyatt Benjamin.
Enjoy all those terrific plays on your phone or computer. Follow the Anna Rockets, Bodkins Trojans, Fairlawn Jets, Fort Loramie Redskins, Houston Wildcats, Jackson Center Tigers, Rushi Raiders, Versailles Tigers, Minster Wildcats, Layman Catholic Cavaliers, and Sydney Yellow Jackets.
Rogers comes out to catch, hands off to Gordon. Gordon spots up, launches a three. Good! He hit it from 22 feet. Andre Gordon, line drive shot, nothing but Cord. 43-26, it's a track meet right now. Chieftains don't want that. They do not want to run with them. Rebound Gordon. Oh, no look pass ahead to Bowser. Driving way up, got it.
So many players excel on scoresbroadcast.com.
What a game. Raiders win it by 12. Who's the Clancy's award winner for both clubs?
Well, on the Rushi side, there's a lot of choices, but I'm going to go with Cole Tevy. I just thought he was terrific. He's undersized for the position he has to play. That every game that kid comes out and just does an amazing job.
Back to Heron. She lines up a three. It looks like it's good from here. It is. Maria Heron hits another one.
You're going to have trouble beating Rushi when she's getting 26 on you.
Here's Heron all the way down the lane, all the way to the rack. Shovels left hand. Good by Maria Heron. Unstoppable in this game.
I'd like to see her and Andre Gordon go at it.
Superb teams go at it every night.
Ball lobbed into Bringer foul line. One dribble down the lane. She's open all the way to the rack for two. Courtney Bringer deals to Reckerman on the arc. She steps inside it. Jump shot at the buzzer. 18-footer. Got it. Finished the first half for Minster with a buzzer-beating two-pointer.
Buzzer beaters and perfect passes.
Oh, what a nice wraparound pass. Beautifully done by Cassie Meyer. She got double-teamed, knew somebody had to be open. Threw the ball below the basket along the bottom of the key to Olivia Clark. She was the beneficiary of a fine pass again from Cassie Meyer. Oh, here's a great pass down the floor. Keyshawn Johnson, a 50-foot heave to Kirtner, low on the left. He beat everybody down the court. Caught it as he was going up. Great assist, Keyshawn Johnson. Thrown back down on the play to Vanessa Winter. Open for 15. Bullseye. Vanessa Winter's on the money.
Money? Enjoy scoresbroadcast.com free of cost. There's no other high school play-by-play internet service like it. We're the radio on your phone.
If you guys enjoy what we do here, and if you enjoy the high school basketball in Shelby County as much as we like bringing it to you, let the sponsors know. Let them know that you appreciate what they're doing, you know, because they're not making the money off of us. They're giving us this opportunity to bring these games to you. So if you get a chance, make sure you let these sponsors know how much you appreciate their sponsoring us.
Andy Pierce, middle of the floor, bounce pass, baseline right to Siegel, reverse way up, he sticks it in. Gasson made it happen. He navigated the paint, burning into the lane, hand off to Gasson, elbow in the left, fadeaway, 12-footer, in! What a shot by Gasson! It's tied up! It's tied up!
Since 2007, 400,000 listeners have been tied up, too, on game nights, listening to scoresbroadcast.com.
Oh, looky here. Griffin is in the open area behind the arc, and he lofts it along triple for Jackson Center. Got it! At the buzzer! Wow! What a shot! Evan Burning lofted in a long three. The ball was delivered to him chest high. A good place to receive it, catch and shoot right away. And he pumped it in, beating the horn. And the Redskins are up 7, 30, 23 at the end of three on scores.gas.com.
My name is Brittany Morris, a senior cheerleader at Fairlawn High School. You are listening to scoresbroadcast.com and the exciting basketball action of the Fairlawn Jets. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your show.
Good evening to you, high school basketball fans. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee here at Fairlawn High School, the scene of tonight's game between the Fairlawn Jets and Mechanicsburg. And we expect Nate Lessing of Fairlawn to snap the county career scoring mark here tonight. He is at 1,818 points for his career, Chuck. He needs 1,834 to tie. That record was set by Mr. Brandewee at Fort Loramie. He was an outstanding post player, dynamite, but Nate Lessing at Fairlawn with 16 tonight ties Brandewee at 1,834 with 17. He goes ahead of him, and there's no reason why tonight Nate Lessing should not get it done. The opponent, Mechanicsburg, is a club which is very young. In fact, all five starters, freshmen and sophomores for Mechanicsburg, 1-9 this year. For the visiting team, Fairlawn Jets 8-2 on the season. And recently, Fairlawn, in a game we covered on scoresbroadcast.com, played Rushi very tough. Rushi outscored Fairlawn 10-2 in the last 2 minutes, pulled away to win. Nate Lessing had 21 on that night. If he can get 21 against Rushi's tough defense, Chuck, he can surely get 21 and then some tonight against Mechanicsburg.
Well, you got to like, we talked to the coach a little bit right before the game, getting ready to warm up, and he was telling us they're really young. He just came here. It's his first year, and you've got his name. You can talk about him a little bit, but yeah, there are three juniors that don't start, and every other kid on this roster are freshmen and sophomores. They didn't have enough to put a JV team out. They only had six kids. They played two quarters against Fairlawn. But you got to like the effort. You got to like the fact that the kids are still coming out here, and I'll be shocked if they don't play hard. You're kind of surprised because they're such a good football school that some of these athletes don't come and continue to play basketball, but for some reason, they just doesn't seem like they got them.
Yeah, that's a very interesting observation, Chuck. Yeah, the football program at Mechanicsburg has been loaded the last several years. Of course, Mechanicsburg has had a stable of outstanding football players who've been on the gridiron as freshmen, sophomores, juniors, seniors. Maybe they've gone through two complete cycles over the last decade. I'm not sure. But you're right. The basketball program at Mechanicsburg is starting all over. Joe McCaudry, a 5'9 sophomore, will start, along with Logan Hurst, a 6'1 freshman. Mac DeLong, a 5'7 freshman. Chris Taylor, a 5'11 sophomore, and Cody Collier, a 6-foot junior. Not only lean in terms of experience, also pretty daggone short. Not a lot of size there.
No, they got a sophomore at 6'3", and they've got a junior at 6'4", and other than that, most of them are under 6 feet tall. So you got to hope with a team like that, you want to press, you want to run, you want to shoot threes, and most importantly, I would think at 1-9 right now with these youngsters, you want them to continue to have fun.
Right. Coach Tidwell of Fairlawn wants to get some momentum. He needs a head of steam. Three non-league games here for Fairlawn in the next three outings. Then the stretch run in the second round of the Shelby County League. Fairlawn can make some noise. Jets are not out of it by any means. Only one game behind the Rushi Raiders and Fort Loramie Redskins in the loss column.
And they played both of those teams really tough. I mean, they lost to Rushi here last Tuesday, and that was a tough loss for them. They got behind, they came back, made it a game, and you're right, they really made Nate Lessing work hard for his 21 points.
Yep.
But Rushi plays as good a defense as there is in the area for sure.
How does Coach Tidwell of Fairlawn, Chuck, approach this game? Yes, he wants, before the home crowd this evening, his star player, Nate Lessing, to break the county scoring mark for a career. But he doesn't want to lose sight of the fact that his Fairlawn Jets need to continue to play as a team, and they've done that so well over the past two or three weeks.
I think Nate's going to get the points playing as a team. I've said from the time he was a freshman, the kid's way too unselfish.
Yep.
And I don't see how that's going to change tonight. What you got to do, you're going to win the game, and you're probably going to win the game big. So you want him to get his 17 early enough.
Sure.
Some of these other kids down at the end of the bench can get some time, too.
Yeah, good point. We're on the web tonight here on scoresbroadcast.com. Thanks to American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center. Sydney Body Car Star, 175 North Stolly in Sydney. Troy Body Car Star, 15 South Kings Chapel in Troy. The U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District. Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. And the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. A new underwriting sponsor on scoresbroadcast.com is the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We'd like to alert veterans and surviving spouses to get connected to your VA benefits by calling the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission at 937-498-7282. That's 498-7282. And thanks to these Rushi sponsors on scoresbroadcast.com, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, which came on board last March during the basketball tournament here on scoresbroadcast.com. Our pregame underwriting sponsor is the In-Between, just south of Bodkins, where the food's not in between, it's out of this world. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkins, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkins, 25 and 274.
And thank you so much here tonight to Manbauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, generation after generation of great service. The Bluffton University MBA program, finish in 2 years, go one night a week. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings. G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Frisch is in Sydney. What's your favorite thing? John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his best shot. Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Take a good long look at Primary Eye Care on the web at primaryeyecare.org. And Sydney Car Care, South 4th in Sydney, between the drive-in and the hospital. Fair price, fast service. Call 492-9495, 492-9495 for Sydney Car Care. Starting lineup for Fairlawn, Nate Lessing, 6'3", and a senior. He needs 17 points tonight to break the career scoring mark in Shelby County. Other starters include Nick Brodigan, 6'2", a senior, and guard Luke Hickman, 6'4", a junior and a forward. Drew Brodigan, a 6'3" junior in the middle, and Josh Reckett, a wing, a 6'3" senior. Oh, very possibly, Chuck, we'll get to see Mechanicsburg once again in the Pickwell Boys Division 4 sectional tournament. Who knows? These two clubs could collide in an opening round contest.
Oops. The way they do the seeding now, there's a real possibility because unless something drastic happens with Fairlawn, they're going to be one of the top three seeds.
Yep, yep.
And Mechanicsburg, unfortunately, is going to be down towards the bottom. So,
well, Nate Lessing has earned the trademark as an outstanding leaper. He is a 6'3 senior, strong upper body, very well built waist up. At the same time, he's got powerful legs, good spring, and he wins the opening tip. It goes right to Hickman. He delivers a pass to Josh Reck, and he makes a layup in the first several seconds, and Fairlawn's off and running in the lead 2-0. Here's a near steal at midcourt by Nick Brodigan of Fairlawn. It goes out of bounds to Mechanicsburg. Mechanicsburg in the road purple with gold trim. I love their uniforms, Chuck.
Yeah, me too. They're very, very colorful.
Indeed. Here is a drive by Mechanicsburg. Sprinting down the lane, inviting contact, is Mac DeLong, 5'7 freshman, defensive foul against the Jets. While DeLong was trying to shoot, and he's awarded two. Now, not many high school basketball teams, Chuck, in the state of Ohio have a 6'3 young man jumping center, even though there are two players in the starting five taller than he is.
Yeah, he does. He has ups, and that's why he's so tough around the basket.
Both free throws are dropped in dead center by Mac DeLong and Mechanicsburg. We're tied up at two. 25 seconds gone here in the opening quarter. Dribbling the midcourt, Nick Brodigan for Fairlawn. Fires right side to Rex. Skips it near side to Hickman. He spots up on the arc, now enters the lane. Dumps it off to Nick Brodigan in the right corner to Reck. Reck driving, reverse layup. It is bouncing, no good. Oh, what a rebound on the inside by guess who? Nate Lessing of the Fairlawn Jets. He is now 14 points short from tying Brandewees County career scoring mark. Top of the circle is Logan Hurst from Mechanicsburg. Fires a pass. It's picked off by the Fairlawn Jets. It's Reck on the intercept. Out ahead to Nick Brodigan. Driving layup is good. 6-2. Fairlawn leads it. 6:50 to go here in the first quarter. Steal at midcourt by Lessing. He reached up, snatched the pass from Chris Taylor, bolted toward the basket, and put it through. Lessing with four here at the outset. And he's now a dozen shy of tying the county career scoring mark.
Well, you can see they're trying to dribble a little too much. I mean, Fairlawn's playing full court press, and they got to look to pass. Your guy comes to jump, you got to do a flat circle into the middle and keep the ball in the middle and off the sidelines.
Here's Chris Taylor in backcourt, 5'11 sophomore. Fires up the floor to DeLong. DeLong right back to Taylor. Taylor, DeLong. It is popped up in the air by Nick Brodigan. He's got the theft at midcourt, a run out, and he's drilled from behind right at the rim. Shot didn't go. He's awarded two. 6:26 to go in the first. Fairlawn up 8-2. And at the line, Nick Brodigan for the Jets. Chuck, you keep the running count on Nate Lessing scoring. He's got four tonight, needs 16 to tie, 17 to break the county career scoring mark. Now, that's not the Shelby County League. That's the entire county, including Sidney and Layman Catholic.
Right.
Foul shot short. First one was good. Good rebound low on the right, but Drew Brodigan, he laid it up on the iron. It kicked away. Far side of the floor, ball rolling, out of bounds, touch last by Mechanicsburg, getting a piece of it, Logan Hurst. Hickman to inbound for Fairlawn. 6:19 to go, opening quarter. Fairlawn leads 9-2 over Mechanicsburg. Hickman delivers to Drew in the post. Foul line, Nick Brodigan. Outside the arc, near side of the floor, Josh Reck. He is in and out on a high-arching 25-footer. Rebound low on the right, good. Five-footer by Hickman of the Jets, who lead it 11-2. Here at midcourt is Logan Hurst for Mechanicsburg. Handoff on the play to Chris Taylor. Taylor lost the basketball, wrecked to his knees, scrapes it off the hardwood, out ahead to Lessing, low on the left to Hickman, and Hickman drags the pivot foot he walked.
He was kind of caught between throwing a pass and shooting the ball, and he slid that foot.
5:50 left to go here in the opening quarter, 11-2, Fairlawn Jets lead. Full court pressure by Fairlawn. All 10 players in backcourt at the moment. Ball inbounded to Joe McCaudry, a 5'9 sophomore. His pass up the floor, deflected by Reck. It's on side court, right in front of the Mechanicsburg bench. Goes out of bounds off a Jets player last. Suffocating pressure from Fairlawn. You're right, Chuck. I think, for all intents and purposes, everybody concerned, the earlier in this game that Lessing gets the 17, the better. Mac DeLong, midcourt for Mechanicsburg. Gives it up to Logan Hurst. Out high to Chris Taylor. Taylor, it's a cutter. It's McCaudry down the lane. Doesn't shoot. Delivers a baseline pass to Mac DeLong. His 15-footer hit the back rim. No good. Rebound Fairlawn. Long lead out to Lessing. He's handcuffed as he goes to the rim on the shot, and he's awarded two.
Yeah, they're just, I mean, athletically, they're just too much. Mechanicsburg turned it five times already. They're just getting picked off the dribble. It's not even bad passes.
Tell you what, Chuck, the top three teams in the Shelby County League by the end of the season, come tournament time, are going to be pretty formidable, all of them capable of deep runs in the Division IV boys tournament.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing Bethel. They must be really good.
That's what I understand. They played at Flying to the Hoop, got beat by an out-of-state team. But, yeah, I hear Bethel is extremely athletic. I'd have to double-check. They've been Division III.
Oh, they are?
They might be four. They most recently were three. I'm not sure about the current cycle. Both free throws made by Nate Lessing to give him six, and he is now 10 points short of tying the county career mark. 5:06 to go first quarter. Mechanicsburg up the floor, batted out of bounds by the Jets.
I was talking to the guy keeping the clock here earlier, and he said he should have it by halftime. I said, well, if it's like the Jackson Center game we'll have in the first quarter.
Mac DeLong's got the ball outside the arc on the right for Mechanicsburg. 3 minutes gone in the game. Keyshawn Johnson has now entered for the Jets. Keyshawn, a 5'11 senior. He's had a couple double-digit games here in the last 2 weeks for Fairlawn, giving the Jets much-needed scoring lift off the bench. Loose ball, midcourt. Lessing dives, gets a piece of it, but it rolls away from him, goes out of bounds. 13-2 Fairlawn. Mechanicsburg enters the ball at the timeline. 4:48 to go first quarter. Here's Chris Taylor. Now Mac DeLong back to Taylor, 30 feet out, picked up by Nick Brodigan. On a weave to Joe McCaudry. Dribbles down the lane, gives it up in the right corner to DeLong, who might have walked, no call. Ball reversed to Hurst, left side of the floor. Back out on the play to Taylor. Taylor spots up, doesn't shoot. All this activity by Mechanicsburg happening outside the arc. Here's a three-pointer straight away by Chris Taylor. It's online, a little hard, hit the heel. Rebound Hickman, outlet to Johnson. Johnson whips a one-handed pass to Lessing. He maneuvers into the paint and hits it. An 8-foot runner by Nate Lessing. He's now got eight. Mechanicsburg takes a timeout. 4 minutes to go, first quarter, 15-2 Jets on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting, but feeling confused? Our talented team at Digman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Digman Supply Dream Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Digman Supply, the largest Deaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Fairlawn Jets lead 15-2. Nate Lessing's got eight. He is halfway to tying the career scoring mark in Shelby County tonight. He needs 16 to tie, 17 to break. He's got eight. Here's a steal by the Fairlawn Jets. And one pass to the right, one to the left to Keyshawn Johnson, and then he assists Nate Lessing, who slips in from the left corner and gets a layup bank shot.
That was a great look by Johnson that time. That was a heck of a pass.
Yep, sure was. 17-2 in favor of Fairlawn. 3:45 to go first quarter. Fairlawn right now, Chuck, on a pace for a 30-point quarter and 120 points in the game.
I'm hoping they'll call the dogs off here in a little bit.
Here is Mac DeLong in backcourt, dribbles up over the center circle. Keyshawn Johnson gets a hand in, swipes it, feeds it down the floor to Nick Brodigan, driving, missing, Lessing on the stick back. Nate Lessing drops in two more.
He needs four.
3:28 to go here in the first quarter. Mechanicsburg down 19-2, dribbling up the left side. It's McCaudry. Another steal. Good play by Lessing. He yanked it loose, fed it down the floor to Nick Brodigan. He powers to the rim, got it, and he's fouled. 21-2 Fairlawn. Nick Brodigan at the line. Free throw coming. Chance for the three-point play. Lessing's now got, what, 12 in this game already?
He's got 12.
And at this pace, he could very well tie and break the Shelby County career scoring mark in this first quarter. Free throw by Nick Brodigan is in. Over three to play in the first. In backcourt, Mechanicsburg having difficulty. Up the left side to Logan Hurst. And Hurst has it stolen. Taken away by Keyshawn Johnson. Hits Lessing. Lessing, reverse layup, bounced off. Tip is in by Luke Hickman. Keyshawn Johnson, the magician out there in this game. Extremely quick hands, giving Mechanicsburg all kinds of fits. Hickman got the bucket. He's at the line for a plus one. It's 24-2 in favor of the Jets. Still just over three to play in the first quarter. High-arching free throw by Hickman, way short. Rebound down to Hurst of Mechanicsburg. Keyshawn Johnson, token pressure at the timeline to Keyshawn, but he gets in the path of the Mechanicsburg dribbler and picks up the foul. Joe McCadre here at midcourt will inbound for Mechanicsburg, which is attired, as we noted earlier, in the road purple. A lot of gold piping and trimming. Fairlawn, the home white, blue numbers, blue trim. Ball picked up at midcourt by Taylor. Near side to McCadre. McCadre is squeezed out at center circle by Nate Lessing, who clamps down on the wrist and fouls. 2:51 to go here in the first.
They got in real bad foul trouble last Tuesday against Rushi, and that was one of the reasons that Rushi could pull away at the end, I think.
And I tell you what, if Fairlawn doesn't get in foul trouble, they can play much more aggressively in the second half than they did.
Right.
And that game goes right to the very wire. In fact, the Jets might have had a chance to win it, but Fairlawn dug itself a big hole in that game against Rushi, as Chuck noted. Heavy fouling in the first half. And that's one thing that Coach Tidwell, his coaching staff, and players are working on, is playing good, tight defense, but keeping hands off, especially right in front of the official. Long three-point shot by Taylor of the Indians. Hits the back brace and then bounds out of bounds in the corner. 2:36 to go in the first quarter, 24-2 in favor of Fairlawn. Ball being thrown in by McCadre, low on the left. Feeds baseline right to Cody Collier. Shot fake, then he puts up a 10-footer, missed it. Rebound Jets. Here's a quick 3-on-2 break. Lessing assisting a teammate coming in from the right wing. It's caught by Kirtner. Kirtner, who's in off the bench. Fine reception by Cody Kirtner, 6'1 senior. And what a feed from Nate Lessing. Timeout for the Berg, 26-2. Fairlawn late in the first on scorersbroadcast.com.
High quality furniture priced just right, always at Goffney Furniture, Route 47 west of I-75 in Sydney. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. That's Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com.
Nate Lessing with how many points, Chuck? 12?
He's got 12. Yep. He needs four more to tie, five to break the record.
We're staying on top of those numbers. 2:20 left to go first quarter. 26-2 Jets. Mechanicsburg four-court right, Mac DeLong. Top of the circle, Joe McCadre. On a weave, right back to DeLong. In the left corner, Chris Taylor goes baseline. He's cut off. Makes a good pass down inside to Zach Henry, a 6'3 soft. Fairlawn yanks the ball away. But in so doing, the Jets are out of bounds with it. Mechanicsburg's McCadre inbounding into the right corner to Chris Taylor. Steps back, shoots a long, high-arching three. It caroms off the iron. Kirtner can't collect it for the Jets. It's off the palms of his hands, out of bounds. Mechanicsburg possession. McCadre will inbounds low on the left. And Nate Lessing sits at the moment, 2:03 to go first quarter. McCadre throws it right to Kirtner, top of the circle. Away he goes. Feeds it off on the play to Keyshawn Johnson. No good on the shot. There's the stick back. Was that Brodigham or Kirtner, Chuck?
That was Brodigham, and it looked like it might have still been on the rim.
Indeed it was. It looked like about a third of the ball was hanging over the iron, and that should have been wiped off, definitely.
Pretty impressive for a 6'2 guard, though.
Uh-huh. Tell you what, Fairlawn on a piece of paper is not a significantly tall team, but all these young men at 6'2", 6'3", can leap extremely well. It's an athletic group. And that's why Fairlawn is going to be in this Shelby County League race right down to the wire. A remaining home game against Fort Loramie, a remaining away game against Rushi. Here's a shake and bake move. Nice driving layup put in by the cadre of Mechanicsburg. He's one of the couple best players for the Indians. He caught the ball 15 feet out, dove into the lane, and scored. Here's a long triple. Keyshawn Johnson. It hit the rim, carried way out to the top of the key to Kirtner. Kirtner throws low in the right direct, broken up by Mechanicsburg. A minute to go in the first. 28-4, Fairlawn. Chris Taylor up over the center line. We mentioned Kirtner in the game. Cody, a 6'1 senior. Low on the block, right side. Mechanicsburg gets it in scoring position to Zach Henry, and he's bumped in the act of shooting. He gets two. 50.8 seconds to go in the first quarter, 28-4 in favor of Fairlawn. An early start to this game. Not a late one by any stretch of the imagination. Earlier beginning than anticipated. Mechanicsburg's youthful varsity team has robbed the JVs of numbers, so we just had two quarters of junior varsity ball tonight. One free throw made, one missed. 48 seconds to go, first quarter. Here's Fairlawn with the ball. Keyshawn Johnson enters the lane, throws deep left corner, Kirtner, and he airmails one toward the rim. No good. Rebound low in the right, up and in. Nice play. Drew Brodigam got the bucket. Was that Drew? No. Yes, Drew, it was. Yep. Good rebound shot by Drew to make it 30-5. Drew's first field goal. Ball loose on the floor at the timeline, and it's scooped up by Fairlawn. Here's Reck scampering down. Goes baseline right to Johnson. Whirls around the Mechanicsburg player and scoops it in off the window. 32-5, Jets. 11 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Mechanicsburg timeline. It's Chris Taylor. Chase by Johnson. Taylor still bouncing, and Johnson picks his pocket as the first quarter comes to a close. Johnson made a floating 30-footer, but it was a couple seconds after the buzzer. First quarter ends 32-5. Fairlawn, Nate Lessing 4 points shy of tying the county career scoring mark here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org.
Don't forget, Goffney Furniture in Sydney at 2600 West Michigan Avenue has extremely high-quality furniture priced just right to meet your budget. For your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, go Goffney. 5-star delivery, 30-day guarantee. Check the website for more savings, GoffneyFurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, Furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. Fairlawn scoring first here at the outset of the second quarter, Chuck.
Nick Brodigam got himself another one. He's got 10.
Nick Brodigam's got 10. Nate Lessing's got 12. Nate is on the floor now as we commence play in the second period. Nate is 4 points short of tying the county career scoring mark, 5 from breaking it. Here's a little dipsy-doo. Nice play. McCadre with a second basket for Mechanicsburg. At the foul line, he faked left, went right, zipped around a couple Fairlawn players. and shoveled it toward the window and got it to roll through. Wreck, cross court to Hickman. Hickman lines up a long three for Fairlawn. Missed it short. No good. Rebound right corner, though, by Wreck to Nick Brodigan. Low on the left to Hickman. Around the Indians defender. Left it short. Got the ball back. Missed it again. Another rebound. Yes. Hickman for two. The much taller Fairlawn team owning the glass.
He's taller and he's stronger. He just stayed in there until it went in.
Half minute gone. Second quarter. 36-7 Fairlawn. Zach Henry with the ball, high right. Gives it up to Mac DeLong. Near wing to Bradley Butch, a 5'7 freshman. Intercepted pass by Drew Brodigan, far side of the floor. He catches, darts up the wing, and he's shoved out of bounds by Mechanicsburg. Team foul 5, 6, by the way, on the Jets. Ball will be thrown in by Hickman at midcourt. Hickman to Nick Brodigan at center circle. Near side to Hickman. Skips it cross court to Lessing. Low on the right. One dribble and powers to the rim and scores. Nate Lessing at it again. He's got a dozen. 2 points from tying. Three from breaking the county career scoring mark. Here's the ball lost on the play at midcourt by Mechanicsburg. Picked off by Hickman. Outlet to Lessing. All the way to the rack. He's got it. And he's drawn even with Brandewee from Fort Loramie.
That ties it.
Yep. Nate Lessing has tied the career scoring mark in the county, a dead eight with Brandewee. Here is Mechanicsburg's McCadre, way out on the arc, has a little crease toward the basket, goes to the baseline. He stops short of it. Contact foul against the Jets. 40-7. Nate Lessing has picked up 16 points. He's tied the county career scoring mark. With the next free throw or field goal, he breaks the county career scoring record here in Shelby County. Free throw, McCadre in and out. Rebound yanked down by Lessing. Lessing sprints up the floor, top of the circle. Hands to Drew Brodigan. Left side to Nick. Open from 15, short. Rebound comes down to Cody Collier for Mechanicsburg. 5:28 to go first quarter. 40-7, Fairlawn. Dribble drive, Collier around a man or two into the lane, then lost the ball. Hickman's got it. Hickman to Wreck. Wreck fires a pass to Lessing, low on the left, shot blocked. He got it back and sticks it in. And Nate Lessing, with 18 points here in this game tonight, breaks the county career scoring mark. Brandewee, formerly of Fort Loramie, held the mark. 1,834 points for Tom Brandewee of Fort Loramie. And now 1,836 for Nate Lessing, as he has 16 points in this game here tonight. Or as I should say, he has 18 points in this game tonight. Nate with 18, needed 16 to tie. And that field goal by Lessing right there snapped the mark held by Fort Loramie's Brandewee. Special announcement being made here at Fairlawn tonight. It was a 28-year career scoring mark held by Tom Brandewee, who has been quoted here at the scorer's table. Brandewee's been quoted here at the scoring table as saying, with great pride, he passes the torch for the career scoring mark off to Nate Lessing, who is congratulated by his parents on the far side of the floor. History made here at Fairlawn tonight.
Looks like we're going to play the rest of the game without a ball, too. The ball just went up into the stands.
Yep. The Lessings have got the game ball. 18 points for Nate Lessing tonight. Entered the game with 1,818. He's now at 1,836. Tom Brandewee at Fort Loramie held the mark at 1,834 for 28 years until this evening. 5:13 left to go. I wonder if we'll wait another 28 until it's broken again, Chuck.
I don't suppose I'll be around to see that.
Here is a near over and back at midcourt. Ball knocked away by Fairlawn. Picked up by Lessing. Down to Hickman. Back to Lessing. Head of the key. Open look. Three-point land. Bingo! Nate Lessing. He's going to make that new scoring mark really difficult
to get to. Isn't
yes.
He's got 21 for the game, and there's 4:45 to go in the second quarter.
Here's a steal at midcourt, taken away by Reck. Reck feeds Lessing, slipping in from the right corner of the floor. He's got another two. How many now for Lessing, Chuck?
23.
47-7 in favor of Fairlawn. 4:28 to go first half. Near side of the floor, McCaudry. Low on the right to Henry. Back to McCaudry. Ball loose on the deck. Scramble. Mechanicsburg comes up with it. It is Bradley Butch throwing. Intercepted by Nick Rodigam to Hickman to Lessing. He catches near the rim and puts it through. What an assist by Hickman. 40-foot angle pass cross court. Lessing caught it just below the iron. Went up and rolled it in over the front edge of the ring. 3:58 left in the half. 49-7 Fairlawn. Outside the arc, near side, Cody Collier for Mechanicsburg. Hand off to Colin Hartley. And his lob pass is intercepted by Lessing. Long looping pass out ahead to Nick Brodigan. Driving, shooting, and scoring. 51-7 Fairlawn. 3:40 left in the half on scoresbroadcast.com.
The rules of dinner are changing at Frisch's Big Boy. New rule number one, you don't have to spend a lot to get a lot. Because right now, you can get five delicious dinners, each just $7.99. Country fried steak or chicken, roast beef, turkey or meatloaf, plus green beans and mashed potatoes with gravy. So you'll have no problem with an old dinner rule. Finish what's on your plate. Dinner rules at Frisch's Big Boy.
I'd like to remind you that here on scoresbroadcast.com, one of our new underwriting sponsors is the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We'd like to alert veterans and surviving spouses that they should get connected to their VA benefits by calling the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission at 937-498-7282, 498-7282. Keyshawn Johnson near steal, far side of the floor. Mechanicsburg's got the ball. Good entry. Low on the left, but Cody Collier missed the shot. Rebound down to Johnson for Fairlawn. Dumps it off left corner to Kirtner. Kirtner with a bomb way downtown. Lipped the rim, no good. Rebound Mechanicsburg. Two-on-one break. Down the floor, Taylor. Late dish to McCaudry. Blocked out of bounds from behind by Fairlawn, but a two-shot foul is awarded. That was a good break the other direction by Mechanicsburg, which couldn't finish. The Jets knocked the ball away at the last second. 3:12 to go here in the first half. Nate Lessing, by the way, left the game. He left the game when he got to 25 points for the night. He needed 16 to tie the scoring mark. He exceeded that by 9 in this game. And he's on the bench at the moment. Free throw, Mechanicsburg, no good. Rebound, Hickman. Down the floor, baseline right. Overshooting is Austin Matty. Good stick back, though, right in front. Well done by Kirtner of the Fairlawn Jets, who lead it 53-7. Austin Matty, 5'9 senior guard, on the floor now for Fairlawn. With the ball, Cody Collier for Mechanicsburg to the cadre. Lobbing back to the basket to Taylor at the post. Ball reversed left side of the floor to Mac DeLong. Now back to Taylor. Taylor outside the arc near wing. Cody Collier's got it. Baseline, post pass. Zach Henry back to the basket. Drew Brodigam on his shoulder. Got a piece of the basketball and slammed it out of bounds. 2:26 to go here in the first half. 53-7 in favor of Fairlawn. Sounds more like a Mechanicsburg football score, Chuck. Inbounding Mechanicsburg. Oh, look at that shot. A scooper duper in the lane, but Chris Taylor hung on the back rim and fell off. Hickman got the rebound. Raced down the floor, top of the key. Outside the arc to Keyshawn Johnson. Here's a rainbow from three-point territory. It hit the back rim. Went way up, came down to Hickman. Hickman drives with the left, and it's short. No good, but a foul. 2:06 left to go here in the first half. 53-7 in favor of Fairlawn. Free throw here, Hickman. First of two, short, no good. second of two upcoming. Tell you what, Luke Hickman will be important for Fairlawn in its bid to tie or win the Shelby County League and to make a deep tournament run. Hickman's got to score 12 or 13, Chuck, every game and get several rebounds.
I agree. I mean, he's a big kid. He's a good three-point shooter, but he also does a pretty good job of getting on the floor and getting into the lane.
Here's a drive by McCadre of Mechanicsburg, high off the glass, no good. Hickman, after making a free throw and missing one at the other end, got the rebound here and dealt the ball 60 feet to Kirtner for the gimme. He was cherry-picking at the other end. Minute and a half to go, first half, 56-7 Fairlawn. Here is DeLong, 25 feet away, gives to McCadre, split two defenders, and one of them gave him the knee. Minute 29 left in the first half. Here lately, Keyshawn Johnson has been coming in off the bench for the Fairlawn Jets, hasn't been started. Good approach, Chuck?
Well, there are some kids that they need a couple of minutes on the side just to see what's happening.
Yep,
he might be one of those.
Free throw missed by Mechanicsburg. Rebound Fairlawn. Long lead out to Kirtner. Hits the trailer. Keyshawn Johnson, who comes zipping toward the basket, and he lays it in on the dead run.
Yeah, he's also a little foul prone sometimes, yeah. So you got to pick your spots when you want him out there because he is so quick.
Yes, that very well said. You're better off having him come off the bench. He can see the game, get a feel for it. Get him on the floor at the start. He might be a little anxious and pick up one or two quick ones on him or on you. Here's a long three-pointer by Hickman, and Mechanicsburg had hit the bottom of the well. Did I miss a Mechanicsburg field goal at the other end?
Yeah, McCadre.
McCadre's a fine-looking prospect. Good player, the sophomore, 5 feet, 9 inches tall. 61-9 in favor of Fairlawn. Here's a drive to the basket by McCadre. It rimmed out, no good. Rebound Fairlawn. Here's Keyshawn Johnson going pell-mell around a couple Indians through the paint, and he banked it in. What a play by Johnson.
He got hit in the face.
63-9 in favor of Fairlawn. 22 seconds to go first half. Outside the arc straightaway, Cody Collier. Left side pass for McCadre. Sails into the first row. 19.6 remaining. Second quarter, 63-9 in favor of Fairlawn. Johnson into Hickman. Back to Johnson. Outside the arc to Drew Brodigham. Steps inside the arc. Short on the 16-footer. Rebound Mechanicsburg, 11 ticks left in the clock. Here's Chris Taylor down the left side, and there is just what you were alluding to a moment ago, Chuck, a foul against Keyshawn Johnson, who was chasing the play. And that's one of those unnecessary fouls that he needs to avoid to maximize his minutes on the court.
Well, I think he sees every dribble of the basketball an opportunity to steal it. And I was never that quick, so I don't understand the thought process, but he's a terrific player.
Yep. Chris Taylor at the line, shooting the double bonus for Mechanicsburg. Good on the first one. Second one lips the rim. Rebound Hickman. 5 seconds to go. Midcourt, Drew Brodigham. Near side to Keyshawn Johnson. He jacks up a long three. No good off the heel. And a wild 10-foot tip in by Kirtner. Almost went in at the buzzer. 63-10 Fairlawn. We expected a blowout at the end of two quarters. And we also figured that Nate Lessing would tie and break the county career scoring mark by halftime. He did that midway through the second quarter. He's got 25 on the night, and he snapped the previous county career scoring mark held by Tom Brandewey. The mark stood for 28 years. Halftime here at Fairlawn. The Jets ahead of Mechanicsburg. We'll return with our halftime report coming up shortly, brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambach Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. And if you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, Bambauer Fertilizer.com.
When your car is down, get a lift from Sydney Car Care.
My husband and I have tried a lot of car repair shops. Without any question, we are most satisfied with Sydney Car Care.
Sydney Car Care repairs all makes and models of cars and trucks, foreign and domestic.
Todd Brown, Corey Shreves, their quality workmanship is second to none.
I just want people to come in here and get to know Corey and I. We truly enjoy repairing cars. We'll treat your car like we would our own.
Todd and Corey at Sydney Car Care total more than 40 years of outstanding automotive work for you, the customer.
You just can't beat Sydney Car Care.
Bob Barno has been bending pipe and putting exhaust systems on for the last 30 years in this building. It could be a $30 quick fix up to a custom exhaust system on your 65 Vet or whatever. He's just the best exhaust guy around, period.
Formerly McLean Service Center, Sydney Car Care is at 1080 4th Avenue in Sydney between the hospital and drive-in.
They give your cars the best care at Sydney Car Care. It just makes sense. Dollars and cents.
Call 492-9495 for Sydney Car Care. Prompt and priced right. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Fairlawn, where tonight the Fairlawn Jets lead Mechanicsburg by 53 points at the halftime break, 63-10. You heard me right. Nate Lessing has got 25 for the Jets. He has broken the county career scoring mark previously held by Tom Brandewey. It lasted 28 years. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine. Chuck?
Well, I mean, the stats are the same. It's a 53-point game. Fairlawn has 23 rebounds, Mechanicsburg 5. 12-1 on the offensive rebounding advantage. 20 turnovers for Mechanicsburg. Only 2 for Fairlawn. 5 of 8 from the free throw line for the Jets. 4 of 10 for the Indians from the free throw line. Individual scoring, Joey McCaudry has 6 of the 10. He's only a sophomore. He missed 4 free throws. He needs to work on that, but you can see some good stuff out of him. They got 2 from DeLong, 1 from Taylor, and 1 from Henry. They scored 5 in each quarter for 10. On the other side, led by Nate Lessing with 25 points, they got 12 from Nick Brodigan. They got 10 from Luke Hickman, 6 from Keyshawn Johnson, 6 from Cody Kirtner, 2 from Josh Reck, and 2 from Drew Brodigan. They scored 32 and 31, 63-10. That's the score at the half.
I wonder how much more Nate Lessing will play in this game tonight.
Well, I think you're going to see maybe to start the third quarter. I wouldn't play him very much. I mean, the last thing you want to do, A, is embarrass a team that's come in here, you know, and they got a long bus ride home. But on top of that, you don't want to, you know, a fluke where he rolls an ankle or
yep.
something. You don't need to see that. So
right.
he's got what everybody came to see tonight.
And I like your comment about the prospect for injury. Wow, you certainly would not want it to happen in a game like this with a 53-point lead. So you use caution in utilizing Lessing the rest of this game tonight, no doubt. That's our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine. Fairlawn far ahead of Mechanicsburg, 63-10 at the halftime break on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game. Brookins in Fort Loramie is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is cooked fresh. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and their soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is also the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60, and the spacious second floor is open, too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's just no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street and on the web at brookins-usa.com. That's Brookins, brookins-usa.com.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee back here at Fairlawn. A few minutes ago, we were talking about the importance of Fairlawn staying healthy and for sure not risking an injury in a blowout game such as this. And we're not certain Nate Lessing will play a whole lot of minutes the rest of the way in this contest. Fairlawn up 63-10 ahead of Mechanicsburg at the halftime. Looking forward for Fairlawn 1 week from tonight. Right back here are the Jets against the Fort Loramie Redskins. It's a Tuesday night Shelby County League boys' night. That is 1 week from this evening. And the opponent for Fairlawn is Fort Loramie. We'll have that game for you right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Between now and then, Fairlawn's got a couple more non-league affairs to tune up for that league match. This coming Friday, Fairlawn plays Covington, Saturday at Newton, and then Fort Loramie on the 24th at Miami East on the 28th, here with Jackson Center on February 3rd at Rushi on the 10th, and then Lincoln View out of the league on the 11th, home, Anna in the league on the 17th, home, and then at Lehman on the 18th to close out the campaign. So some very important games coming up for the Fairlawn Jets, to be sure. Our student-athlete spotlight segment here on scoresbroadcast.com, underwritten by LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center. LaCal promotes student academic success on scoresbroadcast.com and has done so since the inception of Scores Broadcast 11 years ago. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. And during boys' games, LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center spotlights a couple cheerleaders, one from each school. Tonight, we're going to highlight the Shelby County League Fairlawn Jets cheerleading staff, Sierra Driscoll. She's a junior cheerleader at Fairlawn, 3.75 GPA, outstanding student. Daughter of Christy and Sean Driscoll is Sierra. Participates in volleyball, track. In fact, she holds the school record in the 400, does Sierra. A 4-H Spanish club class officer, member of the National Honor Society, is considering Ohio University and would like to study early childhood education. Sierra Driscoll, junior cheerleader at Fairlawn, under the spotlight tonight, thanks to LaCal Equipment at Jackson Center.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCal Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCal's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students
students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville is owned by Adam Rice and reaches out to assist small businesses in the area. Adam Rice provides high-tech computer solutions such as PC and network repair, remote management, virus and spyware service, upgrades, tutoring, data recovery, data transfer, and more. Plus, Adams Tech Solutions is now in the business of producing specialty advertising items, including T-shirts. I've seen a number of them throughout the Upper Miami Valley generated by Adams Tech Solutions, now the home for quality and unique specialty advertising items. Adam Rice, high-quality computer service always on time at Adams Tech Solutions. Phone 937-538-6948. That's 538-6948. Adam Rice, R-E-I-S-S, Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville. Our anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star, 175 North Stolly in Sydney, Troy Body Car Star, 15 South Kings Chapel in Troy, the U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine, and the Sydney Daily News with the best local sports page coverage around. Good opening second half field goal by McCadre of Mechanicsburg. He gets points 7 and 8 for him on the night. McCadre for the Indians, fine performer, 5'9 sophomore, good court instincts, and he's got 8 points. 63-12 in favor of Fairlawn, which launches a three. It's Hickman, no good, high off the rim. Rebound, Drew Brodigam, no good. Lessing, no. Lessing again. You can count it. Lessing kept scrapping on the offensive glass and got two more. He's got 27 for the game.
He not only has good ups, but he jumps quickly. And that is more important than how high you jump, is how quickly you can get back up off the floor.
Yeah, his timing is excellent when he rebounds both offensively and defensively. Nice field goal by
Taylor.
Taylor hits two for Mechanicsburg, down to her left. A little short shot in the lane. 65-14 in favor of Fairlawn. Top of the circle, Nick Brodigam has a little crease. He drives it, loops it up and in on the run. Nick Brodigam for two for the Fairlawn Jets. Over the timeline comes Chris Taylor for Mechanicsburg. Hand off to Hurst. Dribbles down the right side. Knocked out of bounds by Nick Brodigam. Mechanicsburg will inbound. Ball thrown in midcourt. Handled there by Chris Taylor. Coming out to catch McCadre. Picked up on the play by Reck. Near side, Chris Taylor. And he goes airborne on a triple and swishes it. Good-looking shot, Taylor. He hurled in a trifecta from way outside to make it 67-17, Mechanicsburg. Drew Brodigam misses from the post by a mile, but there's Nate Lessing. He carved out space in the lane. That quick leap of his, snatched the rebound, and dropped it in and hung on the front rim and fell through.
I'm going to give Nick a little bit of a break. He got his arm hit pretty bad on that shot.
Yeah, he did.
It wasn't called.
Right. With the ball, Mechanicsburg, Chris Taylor, top of the circle. Gives it up near side to Logan Hurst. Hurst out to McCadre. Dribble drive into the lane. Lessing gets a piece of it, knocks it away. Indians get it back. It's Cody Collier, baseline right, to Chris Taylor in the corner. Off the rim on the shot. Rebound McCadre. Stripped, but a foul against Fairlawn. 5:31 to go in the third, 69-17 in favor of the Fairlawn Jets. You ever wonder, Chuck, if there will be the inclusion of some kind of a mercy rule in basketball?
I don't think so.
No.
I don't think so, and I like football.
Don't know how you'd implement it.
That's the problem.
Because so many of the stoppages
can stretch for 10, 15, 20 seconds in length. You keep the clock running during
free throws?
Yeah, right.
I don't think so.
A couple of free throws made by the Fairlawn Jets, or I should say by Mechanicsburg. Who got the last two at the stripe for them?
That was McCaudry.
Yeah, McCaudry had been fouled in the act of shooting. Netted two free throws, then Fairlawn threw it away. Forecourt to her left. Indians have the ball on the arc. It is Taylor behind a screen. Rolls to the left, down the left side of the lane, reaching in Nick Brodigan, and he squeezes the ball with his hands, and it's called a jump, and the Jets gain control. 4:57 to go, third quarter. Nate Lessing comes out. Keyshawn Johnson in, and that may be the last we see of Nate Lessing tonight. How many points, Chuck?
He ended up with 29, and I think you're right. I don't expect to see him again.
Midcourt pass, Hickman for Fairlawn. Hickman catches, throws to Drew in the paint, loops it right side to Keyshawn, fakes right, goes left, into the lane, Keyshawn Johnson, pull up Jay, no good, off to the left, rebound punched out of bounds by Mechanicsburg, and the Jets will keep it with 4:38 to go in the third, 69-19 in favor of Fairlawn. Rebounded, or I should say ball inbounded, low in the right to Fairlawn to Drew Brodigan. He's in good scoring position on the block, low right side. Good muscle shot from beneath the backboard, and he gets two. Well done by the Jets. Good inbound play. Here's a deflection, a steal by Nick at midcourt. Nick Brodigan strides the other way, leaps into the lane, and drops it in. 73-19 in favor of Fairlawn. Just over four to play in the third quarter. Dribbling up the left side, Taylor for the Indians. Gives it up out back to Logan Hurst. On a weave to Mac DeLong. Dribbling between a couple players is Taylor, who stops and pops. He's straddling the arc on the right flank and makes it. Nice shot, but Taylor also a good-looking starter tonight for Mechanicsburg. Hickman to Nick Brodigan into the post to Drew. On the arc to Johnson. Off to Drew Brodigan, who deals to a teammate. Cutting in from the right corner is Josh Reck, and he's got the gimme. Good drive by Reck. Nice sharing of the ball by the Jets. I think another young man for Fairlawn, Chuck, who needs to come to the fore over the last part of the season, is junior Drew Brodigan down on the inside. We've seen him when he's been excellent. And at 6'3", he needs to be able to hold his own against the 6'3", 6'4", inside players in the Shelby County League.
Yeah, he needs, defensively, especially in rebounding. I mean, I don't think they need a ton of points out of him.
Right, right.
But they need him to play well on the defensive end.
Yep. Yeah, 6'8", points. Stay on the floor. Don't foul out. Play good D against the interior players on the opposing teams. Boy, Fairlawn can get that. The kind of play from Keyshawn Johnson that they've gotten in recent weeks. Josh Reck, Cody Kirtner, Nick Brodigan. Give Fairlawn good 6'2" play out on the arc. There's a twirling maneuver in the lane by Mechanicsburg. Two more.
Logan Hurst, another freshman.
Baseline left, follow-away shot by Reck. Of Fairlawn, no good. And on cue, there's Drew Brodigan going to work. He's got two goals in the last three trips down for Fairlawn. 2:35 to go in the third quarter, 77-23 Jets. Dribbling at the timeline is Chris Taylor. Deep left corner, Mac DeLong with a three. Bingo, he's got it. Mac DeLong drills one in. 77-26 Fairlawn. Hickman on the arc, skips it near side to Kirtner. To Keyshawn Johnson, whips it into the middle of the defense to Reck, who fakes left, goes right. He's tripped on the play by a Mechanicsburg player. And amazingly, Chuck, we played nearly 6 minutes second half. That's the second team foul.
Yeah, this third quarter's kind of rolled quickly.
Maybe what you do when you implement a continuous clock in basketball when the spread gets so far, common fouls, you don't stop it. How you like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, huh? Speed the game up that way. Common fouls, just don't bring the clock to a halt. If the ball rolls through the doorway, down the hallway in the school, maybe then you stop it.
79-26 is our score. Here is Keyshawn Johnson penetrating the lane for Fairlawn. Then a late dish to a teammate low on the left. Hacking foul for Mechanicsburg as Josh Reck caught it. Went up strong. He was walloped. And he's got two free throws. 2-3 dribbles by Reck. Foul shots in the air. Yes. 80-26 in favor of Fairlawn, which sends in Logan Jamison now, a 6'4" sophomore. Logan Jamison on the floor for the Jets. Second free throw, Reck. Yes. 81-26 Fairlawn. Mechanicsburg's Chris Taylor up the left side. Telegraph pass intercepted by Reck. It's him and Keyshawn Johnson. Reck fakes the pass, goes up into the paint, and he's belted on the forearm. He's got two more.
Coaching point. You give that ball up about the top of the key, and then you get it back for the layup.
Good observation. Yep. The time was there for the player on the wing to get it to the middle, out of the top of the key, maybe even with the foul line. And then that player on the wing had time to get it right back.
And if the defender goes and takes the person through the pass, then the guy on the wing gets the layup.
Right. Reck at the stripe. Second free throw rolled in. What did the first one do, Chuck? He missed it?
He made them both.
Made them both. And Reck sits down. Josh Reck is on the sideline. So it's Logan Jamison in there for Fairlawn, along with DJ Graves, a 5'11 junior. Also on the court is Cody Kirtner. Keyshawn Johnson there. Here's a three-point shot. McCadre of Mechanicsburg in and out, no good. Rebound Fairlawn. Down the floor to Keyshawn. Keyshawn dumps it low on the right to Kirtner, who lost it. Got it back to Graves. Left wing to Austin Matty, and his triple is in and out. It was below the rim, snapped away, no good. Rebound Mechanicsburg, foul Fairlawn. A minute 14 to go in the third. Just over a minute remaining in the third quarter, 83-26 Fairlawn Jets. If you joined us late here on scoresbroadcast.com, Nate Lessing on the bench after surpassing the county career scoring mark held for 28 years by Tom Brandewey. Lessing got 29 in the end. Yeah, before sitting down for good, he got 29. He needed 16 to tie the mark, 17 to break it. 85-26. After a Fairlawn bucket down to right, Mechanicsburg driving hard toward the basket, McCadre, and he has his arm jerked as he goes up toward the rim. He's got two free throws. Shot by McCadre is in. 85-26 Fairlawn. Second foul shot, McCadre, got them both. 85-27.
Missed his first four, made his last four.
Yep, he's got a lot of promise. He'll play a lot in the years to come for Coach Taylor of Mechanicsburg. Tyler, or I should say Taylor, Tyler Craig, first-year head coach for Mechanicsburg. Here's a driving layup by DJ Graves of Fairlawn.
That was all Keyshawn Johnson again. Why is he so quick with the basketball?
And he's had a number of fine assists in this game. Chuck, see if you agree with me. Probably Keyshawn's only weakness in attempting to assist so many players is that he will oftentimes try to throw the basketball through a window, which is so small you can't even squeeze a marble through it.
But, and the thing is, he gets the pass there.
Yeah.
But everybody's not; they don't have their hands ready because you don't. If you can't see him, you don't know how he's getting the ball to you.
Yeah. Two free throws here for Mechanicsburg at the line. Logan Hurst, 6'1" freshman. Now, Keyshawn has such great instincts for the game. Marvelous passer. And on a night when he scores double digits coming in off the bench for Coach Tidwell, this Fairlawn team can be very dangerous. Here is a pass thrown low on the left. Keyshawn Johnson to Matty. Turnaround shot no good. Stuck back in by Jamison. Logan Jamison in off the bench. A 6'4 sophomore gets two. And Mechanicsburg, with a second left in the third quarter, misfires from long range. And we played three here at Fairlawn. The Jets 89, Mechanicsburg 29 on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge, and that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGinc.com.
So many thanks tonight here on scoresbroadcast.com to Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Generation after generation of great service. The Bluffton University MBA program finished in 2 years. Go one night a week. Brookins in Fort Loramie. No good eating place quite like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie. A world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney. Nothing fancy. Just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney. What's your favorite thing? The In-Between, just south of Botkins, where the food is not in-between. It's out of this world. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his best shot. Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Take a long look at Primary Eye Care on the web at primaryeyecare.org. Sydney Car Care, South 4th in Sydney, between the drive-in and the hospital. Fair price, fast service. Call 492-9495 for Sydney Car Care. In Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum on board with us on scoresbroadcast.com since March of last year during the high school basketball tournament. And in Anna, Adams Tech Solutions with on-time, high-tech computer solutions, plus specialty advertising items, including T-shirts. And Wells Brothers, Inc., which has grown to span 8 divisions now. Wells Brothers, Inc., Adams Tech Solutions, both in Anna. Mechanicsburg's got the ball. We start fourth quarter play, 89-29. Fairlawn Jets in the lead. We'll run down the five on the floor right now for both teams. Jameson out there for Fairlawn, along with Derby Corner, a 6'2 junior who's in, as Mechanicsburg's McCadre nets a bucket. He's in double digits, right, Chuck? Yeah, 14. 14 for McCadre of the Mechanicsburg Indians. Here's an inside pass by Fairlawn. Shot missed, no good. Thrown up there on the play by Corner. Rebound Jameson, no good. Ball knocked out to the arc. Fired up there by Graves. Rimmed it. Got the long rebound. Hit a cutter. Jameson down the lane. In and out. Oh, it wouldn't stay in. Loose ball rebound off Fairlawn. Far corner. A lid on it during that sequence for the Jets.
Got 4 more offensive rebounds, though.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how you pad your total.
Missed 20 offensive rebounds for the game.
6:29 left to go in the game. 89-31 Fairlawn. Top of the circle, McCadre for the Indians. Thinks about going back door to Taylor. Doesn't. Taylor comes out to get it. Nate Lessing left midway third quarter at 29. Sat out the second half of the second quarter. Here's a long three ball, deep right corner. Bullseye. Jump shot by Mechanicsburg, dead center. Boy, that was a beaut by Cody Collier. 89-34, dribble drive into the lane. Maddie, hand off to a teammate, Graves. Shot rimmed. Stick back is in by Jameson. No, by mistake, it wasn't Jameson. It was Corner.
Corner, yep.
Derby Corner from the short corner. 5:45 to go in the game. Ball loose at midcourt. Fairlawn pried it away. Now it's juggled. Is it a jump? Is it a foul? What's called? Timeout called by the Indians, who had possession. 5:37 left in the fourth. 91-34 Jets on scoresbroadcast.com.
The staff at Sydney Body Car Star understands that traffic accidents happen.
If you're involved in one, come to Sydney Body Car Star and relax. We'll take it from here.
Great growth in business led to recent expansion at Sydney Body Car Star, where you benefit from the very best collision repair technicians.
I take great pride in making sure that the details and color matches are exactly perfect.
Satisfaction guaranteed at Sydney Body Car Star.
Well, recently I had my vehicle there, and I was able to go online and view the progress they were making daily. This put my mind at ease, and I was able to relax.
Using Sydney Body Car Star's advanced software program, AutoWatch, follow your car through the repair process from home.
Customers always come back and back and back at Sydney Body Car Star.
175 North Stolly in Sydney.
We're honest, we care, we're friendly and near. We're Car Star, relax. We'll take it from here.
Phone 492-4783.
It is Mechanicsburg ball down to our right. 5.5 left in this game. Commanding lead for the Fairlawn Jets, who bolted out to an early cushion, spread it, and the outcome of this game has never been in doubt. Mechanicsburg, an extremely young club, starting freshmen and sophomores in this game tonight. No seniors, only three juniors on the entire roster. Head coach Tyler Craig in his first year looking to the future. 6 years as an assistant for head coach Craig at Marysville. He's a Lipscomb University and an Oklahoma State University graduate. And he is building the program from the ground level up. Long three-pointer by Mechanicsburg, no good. Rebound taken down by Graves of Fairlawn. Bounce pass ahead to Austin Matty, driving, teardrop, right side of the lane, short. Rebound is on the floor. Who's got it? Real struggle for the ball. Players hit the deck hard. The cadre had his backside pinned to the court. Matty was on top of him. Fairlawn gets it, alternate arrow. 4:42 to go in the fourth. 91-34 Jets. Inbounding, baseline right, DJ Graves looks, fires out on top. Ball is given up into the corner. Not for sure if that is Holman Rosales, a 6'1 sophomore, on the floor now or not. Wearing 25 for Fairlawn, we'll have to double check and see.
I've got Jacob Kushaw.
I think you're right, Chuck. Yeah, Jacob Kushaw, 5'11 junior, is wearing 25. We'll double check that momentarily. 91-34 Jets. Mechanicsburg had the ball ripped away at the timeline and rolled out of bounds far side of the floor. Indians will throw it in below the basket on the right as Fairlawn continues to substitute freely. Stephen Blandford is in now, 6'1 junior. Ball thrown to the post for Logan Hurst of Mechanicsburg. And reaching in to strip it is a Fairlawn player, DJ Graves, who may have fouled. 4:10 to go in the game. Substitution for Mechanicsburg coming back in is Bradley Butch as Mack DeLong sits.
And you got a finger in the eye. Mm.
Boy, is that ever painful. Ball inbounded low on the right to Collier. Collier wanted to go up and shoot. Fairlawn got a piece of the leather. The ball is knocked away all the way to midcourt. Two or three players jump on it. It's a jump. And let's see who benefits from the arrow as a perspiration spot out near the center line is being mopped up. 4:05 left in this game. 91-34 is our score. Keep abreast of the scoresbroadcast.com website for games the remainder of the week. Not sure who we'll be covering. We are aware of our Saturday schedule. Minster Ottoville Girls, 2:30 tip on the web at 2:10 from Ottoville on Saturday afternoon. And then the Minster Boys host Rushi's Boys on Saturday night, 7:30 start on the web at 7:10 on Saturday night. Minster Girls Saturday afternoon against Ottoville, which was ranked a week ago, number 5 in the state. In girls division 4, of course, Minster was tied for the number 1 spot in girls D4 with Waterford. after a Mechanicsburg miss. Here's a long three try, but Blandford to Fairlawn, it's no good. Rebound low on the right, muscled up and in by Corner, who's gotten two field goals for the Jets here in the last minute. Long, long pass down the floor by Mechanicsburg, intercepted by D.J. Graves. Dribbling up the floor to Maddie. Maddie cuts in from the left wing, rim the shot, no good. Loose ball rebound, and who latched onto it? A white shirt, a purple shirt. Arrow says the Jets keep it with 3:18 to go. Baseline left of the basket. Graves will inbound for the Fairlawn Jets. He's looking. Feeds in left corner. Maddie. Maddie shoots an 18-footer, and you can tell by the roar of the Fairlawn crowd, he swished it. And he's a favorite here. Austin Maddie in off the bench, 5'9 senior for the Jets. Here's a shot out back by Bradley Butch. It is missed on the play by Mechanicsburg. Rebounded by the Jets, who are up 95-34 with 2:53 to go. Ball thrown to the post. Thrown to Cusho at the foul line. Missed it, no good. Rebound low on the left is in. D.J. Graves got that one. 2:40 to go in the game. Running hard down the left side of the lane is Taylor for Mechanicsburg. Hooked one up on the dead run. And he's chopped up on the arm as he released it, and he's awarded two.
Well, after scoring 10 points in the first half, they scored 19 in the third quarter. You can see some signs of, especially a couple of these young men, in McCaudry and Taylor. You can see the future has got some potential.
Let's hope that head coach Tyler Craig of Mechanicsburg does have some height coming along the way, because on this varsity roster, there's only one player taller than 6'3", and that's 6'4" junior Cameron Atchison, who would graduate next year. So Mechanicsburg does have talent. Clearly some young men with basketball savvy and instincts, but no size whatsoever. In fact, the starting lineup tonight for Mechanicsburg was 5'9", 6'1", 5'7", 5'11", and 6 foot tall.
They need to go out and try to convince some of those big football players to come out here and give them some size and some bulk.
Exactly. Need a tight end, an offensive tackle, a middle linebacker. One free throw made, one missed by Mechanicsburg, or were both made?
They're both.
Who drained them both, Chuck?
That was Taylor.
Taylor got two at the stripe, 2.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Here's a travel at midcourt by Cusho of Fairlawn. He dragged the pivot foot. Good call by the referee. 2:28 left in the game. Outcome of this game never in doubt. Fairlawn ripped out to a big lead early. Chuck, what was the first quarter score?
32-5.
Driving, baseline left on the dead run. Taylor, shot blocked, knocked away by Fairlawn. Ball loose on the floor. Mechanicsburg player is on the hardwood, fouled by Fairlawn with 2:18 left.
Well, the students from Fairlawn are really rooting for three more points to get to 100.
Foul shots here for Chris Taylor for the Indians. First one's in the air. It is good. 97-37 in favor of Fairlawn, which has Covington coming up on Friday, Newton on the road Saturday, and then a challenging stretch begins. Every other game from then on out is going to be nip and tuck. A tough series of contests coming up for Fairlawn, which 1 week from tonight entertains Fort Loramie right here in a crucial Shelby County League game.
We're going to be living here on Tuesday nights for a while.
Yep. 28th of January at Miami East. Friday, February 3rd, Fairlawn is here with Jackson Center. At Rushi on the 10th, home with Lincoln View on the 11th, at Anna on the 17th, or I should say home with Anna on the 17th, and the season finale is at Lehman on the 18th. Here's a long three-pointer by Fairlawn with 2 minutes left. No good by Maddie. Hit the back brace. Rebound, struggle for it. Who comes out of there with it? Cusho. Back to Maddie, and he's hacked on his three. But the loose ball was out to the left of the top of the circle, several feet beyond it. Maddie scraped it off the floor and then rose up right away from there
to try to sink the triple, and he was clobbered on the arm on the 30-footer.
I don't think he was much of a threat of making that. They might not have wanted to foul him there.
Free throw, Austin Matte, in and out, no good. He could have made all three to give Fairlawn 100 points.
To 100, I know. He could have been the hero.
Yeah, you're right, Chuck. If we are back here next Tuesday, and we most certainly will for the Fairlawn at Fort Loraming game, that'll be three straight Tuesdays here at the Jets gym.
Yep. And I think two out of three of them are going to be really good basketball games.
Yes. Of course, the Rushi game was a week ago, and the next week should be a cliffhanger. Matte missed the first single free throw. I'll get it right eventually. Then he made two to make it 99-37, and then a real good driving layup by Mechanicsburg to make it 99-39, and then the Jets commit over and back at the timeline. It was 97-37 when Matte was fouled shooting the three. He missed the first free throw, made the next two. I want to make sure I communicate that properly. Made one after missing one, then knocked down the last one to leave Fairlawn a point short of 100. Mechanicsburg's got the ball in the right corner. Here's a dipsy-do drive. It is in and out by McCadre. Rebounded by Fairlawn. Jets shooting for 100 down the lane. Up and in. Driving layup by Stephen Blandford. 101-39 with a minute to go. Here's a loose ball at midcourt. Fairlawn dives on it. Maybe a push against DJ Graves of the Jets. Well, what will be remembered tonight here, Chuck, is that Nate Lessing broke the 28-year career scoring mark previously held by Tom Randewey of Fort Loraming. And also remembered, I think, fairly well, at least for several days, will be that Stephen Blandford got the 100th point tonight for Fairlawn. At least Stephen himself will remind
everybody,
the Fairlawn students about it. For a few days, anyway.
Actually, DJ Graves got it.
Oh, was it Graves?
It was Graves, yep.
My mistake. It was number two, not number five?
It was 23.
23 is Blandford, according to my book.
Well, I've got DJ Graves, and I got Blandford as number two.
Well, my printed roster.
Well, somebody.
my printed roster delivered to me tonight by the scorer's table.
Well, they switched numbers since I take everything out of the book from previous games.
I take that back. This was a roster given to me the night of the Fairlawn Rushi game.
Yep. So
it's 1 week old.
Hey, one of those kids scored 100 points.
Yeah. 55 seconds left. We've been wrong about a few things tonight, except the fact that Nate Lessing got 29, and he did break the career scoring mark here in the county. We got a wild free-for-all for the loose ball at midcourt. It goes out of bounds into the Fairlawn bench with 43.5 to go. Well, I may have been working from an errant roster.
Well, I wrote it down early in the season. If they changed uniforms, I wouldn't know. So I may need to look at a roster before they play again.
Yeah, we'll have to make sure we're clear on who's who next Tuesday night. We thought we were on the money this evening, but I've got a Jets 2016-17 roster directly in front of me, and it says DJ Graves is number two and Austin Matte's number five, and Stephen Blandford is number 23.
Okay, well,
and those all may be mixed up and different.
Yeah, that's just the opposite of what I have, but I guess at this point in the game it doesn't matter.
You've got Fairlawn in white and Mechanicsburg in purple.
Fairlawn is ahead, that's what I know.
101-41. In favor of the Jets. Here's a free throw shot by Mechanicsburg and made. Knocked down by Chris Taylor. Second shot for Taylor. On the way. Got it again. Clearly Mechanicsburg has got skill and talent. It's youthful, but simply not much size at all. 23 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Here's where Fairlawn, Chuck, should just dribble out the remaining seconds.
Yeah.
No reason to shoot here. I saw Indiana over the weekend try to make an alley-oop and a slam dunk in the last 2 seconds of a 19-point win, and the coaching staff went ballistic for Indiana.
I would hope so.
Yeah.
Final seconds tick away, and that's it. Fairlawn Jets crowd on their feet. Pep band strikes up across the way as Fairlawn wins its ninth game. Now 9-2 on the year, defeating Mechanicsburg here tonight. Indians drop to 1-10 as Fairlawn wins it 101-43. We'll return to wrap everything up in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have 3 retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually 4 generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in 6 West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, Bambauer, fertilizer.com.
Fairlawn Jets rolled out to a 32-5 lead after 1, led by a score of 63-10 at the half, coasting all night long, winning 101-43. Fairlawn Jets a prohibitive favorite coming into this game. Mechanicsburg has won just once in 11 contests this year. And Fairlawn now vaulting its record to 9-2 with a couple more non-league games coming up before hosting Fort Loramie in an extremely critical Shelby County League game 1 week from tonight here at Fairlawn. Chuck, it was Nate Lessing with an outstanding first quarter, and he broke the career scoring mark held by Tom Brandewee of Fort Loramie in quarter number 2.
Well, he had 29 points for the game. He played about half of the second quarter, played about 2 minutes in the third quarter. The kid could have had 100 by himself tonight if he would have played. But I thought the Fairlawn coaching staff, they called the dogs off early. They backed out of the press. They still won big, but it could have been a lot worse than that. But that's a really young basketball team at Mechanicsburg, and this is one of those lessons they can go back and say, hey, we just watched a kid as good a basketball player as we're going to see all year.
Yep.
And go from there.
We'll get to see Mechanicsburg more than likely in the boys' Division IV Pickwick tournament. Who knows? These two teams could lock horns in the opening round. It might be Mechanicsburg-Fort Loramie, Mechanicsburg-Arushi. But we had the opportunity tonight to see the very young team coached by Tyler Craig, first year at Mechanicsburg, 6 years an assistant at Marysville, a Lipscomb and Oklahoma State graduate. He said in a straightforward fashion, we're young, we're building, we've only got 3 juniors in the roster, everyone else freshmen and sophomores. I just wish he had a little more size, and as you said late in our webcast tonight, maybe, just maybe, Coach Craig of Mechanicsburg can get a tight end, an offensive tackle, a defensive linebacker.
Some kind of size.
Off that Mechanicsburg football team to come out for hoops in the next few years.
Well, individual scoring tonight for Mechanicsburg. They got 15 out of sophomore Joey McAdry. They got 14 out of sophomore Chris Taylor. 5 from freshman Logan Hurst. 5 from freshman Mark DeLong. And 3 from junior. The only junior that really saw any time, Cody Collier, had 3. And then Zach Henry, a 6'3 sophomore, made a free throw for 1 point. On the other side, Fairlawn, lots of kids scored. They got 29 out of Lessing, and then 16 from Nick Brodigan. They got 10 from Josh Reck. They got 10 from Luke Hickman, and then a host of others. And Keyshawn Johnson had 8. They almost had 5 guys in double figures.
Mm-hmm.
And our Clancy's player of the game on his night has got to be Nate Lessing.
Sure. And Nate Lessing takes the honor, breaking the county scoring mark here tonight, previously held by Tom Brandewee of Fort Loramie. That mark was intact for 28 years, snapped here this evening by Nate Lessing of Fairlawn. He needed 16 to tie, 17 to break it. He pumped home 29. He is our Clancy star of the game. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Fairlawn Jets in an expected easy win here tonight. Chuck, I think keys for Fairlawn the rest of the way. Drew Brodigham on the inside, Luke Hickman, who plays both in and out. Those two young men will have their hands full against Tyler Siegel of Fort Loramie, against Brady Wildermuth of Jackson Center, and against Cole Tebby and Daniel Kearns on the inside for Rushi. Those two young men, if they continue to get better and better, and they are. If they continue to mature and grow and play their best ball down the stretch for Fairlawn, the Fairlawn Jets can be a real threat to take this Shelby County League.
Well, I mean, Nate Lessing is going to be Nate Lessing every night. And
yes.
He's going to, I'd be shocked if he ever scores less than 20. But, the rest of the guys, they're kind of rolling and rounding themselves into into the stretch run, and this is what you want to see. They're playing their best basketball right now.
Brett Gish is our scorer, broadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee alongside stats, color, and engineering on site. Chuck, welcome back. Beautiful pictures, by the way, from your daughter's wedding down in Florida.
I don't know. It's been a long time since I've cried that much on a weekend, but it was a fantastic weekend.
Yeah, the photograph of her in her gown, it looked like somebody on the red carpet in Hollywood. Spectacular.
What hurts my feelings is I show that picture and everybody says, "That's your daughter?" And I'm like, "No, wait a second."
Oh, for Rhett, for Chuck, Jack Kramer saying good night from Fairlawn. Keep in touch with our website, scoresbroadcast.com. We'll update you in the next 24 hours on upcoming games. We've got at least three more coming for sure this week. We know that we'll be at Minster on Saturday night, Rushi at Minster Boys, and at Ottoville on Saturday afternoon, Minster at Ottoville Girls. Our final score once again, the Fairlawn Jets 101, Mechanicsburg 43 on scoresbroadcast.com.
They're playing basketball.
All around the world.
We love their basketball.
Right corner, Fisher jacks up a three. Good! There it is again, number two for Allie Fisher in this quarter. Here's a drive into the lane, handoff to Drew Brodigham. On the arc, Gillespie, he's available. Got it from three-point territory. Backcourt, it goes to Cook up ahead to Gadosh. Pulls up and tries to light it up for three-point land and does. Brooke Gadosh, a 23-footer for Anna.
Join the excitement on scoresbroadcast.com.
Gliding through the lane, off balance, Sherman banked it right in front. Got it to go. Good play by Sherman. He went to work on Bryce Sosbick. Deep right corner, Rayanne Fry. Dribble drive, running one-hander. Banked it in. Nicely done by Rayanne Fry with a second left in the first half. Oh, look at Benjamin go to work. Driving down the left side of the lane. Didn't see through maneuver by Benjamin with the left hand. Wow. A terrific play by Wyatt Benjamin.
Enjoy all those terrific plays on your phone or computer.